Dracarys
bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi with my OG, Christina Kellen.
Hi.
So I haven't had Christina on in a while. It's been a good, I feel like, 4 months.
I've been booked up. I've been so busy, honestly.
Like, just so much shit.
I can't believe I made it here today.
I've missed you. I have a bunch of questions. I felt like, listen, people like, or I read on my Facebook group when people are like, who are Stas? Who are our favorite guests of Stassi's on her podcast?
Wait, I don't know about this Facebook group. Should I be joining this?
Do you go on Facebook?
Send me a link.
Yeah. Do you go on Facebook?
Yeah. To see like,
I do it to stalk people in high school who I'm never going to talk to again.
Yeah.
Like
I have a few of those. I have a few of those.
I love that. Like sometimes I'll just like, if I'm bored at night and done Googling Meghan Markle or whatever shit I like to Google, it's like, I'm like, okay, let's think of a random person I went to high school with, type in their name, stalk them, then click on another one through their page.
Yeah.
Just stalk the shit. There's probably like a good 11 people.
Yeah.
That have been rotated that I stalk. And it's just fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. I do the same thing.
That's basically what Facebook is for.
I'll go on it.
Okay, so yeah. I'll send you.
Especially for that.
I'll send you.
Wait, are people saying nice things?
Yeah, people love you. Okay. And they're just like, I just like hearing them talk because they're best friends. So it's like, I just.
Oh, okay.
So I do have a lot of questions that I got from my listeners, just mainly in terms of dating and relationships and stuff. And we can just talk about them.
Okay.
But before that, you.
Me.
I'm proud of you.
You are?
Yeah, you guys.
What happened?
So if you know who Christina Kelly is or you've listened to this podcast, you know that Christina owns her own company, a Heart Spring, where she makes all of her all natural lip balms, face sprays, and a body scrub. And it's so good for your skin. It's so good for you. She literally quit all of her other jobs to just start this company. And now you're just doing this. And it's so amazing. But I'm extra proud of you because you finally fucking listened to me. I have been asking her for years.
When I first started the lip balm, you asked.
For years to do a tinted lip balm. Because this is the thing. There is this lip balm that Burt's Bees does. It's like Red Dahlia or some shit. And I love the color of it, but it dries out my lips so much. So like if I want some color, it's like the only one where like the shade is cute. Yeah. But like I'm literally just like ripping the skin off of my lips all day long. And so I gave her my Burt's Bees color once and I was like, make this color. And she has now just made one called Tinted Rose and it is literally the exact same color as the one that I use. So I can throw out all my Burt's Bees and only use this. Because I just like to, what I like to do is just line my lips with lip liner. Like I'll use Whirl a lot from MAC or I'll use like Edward Bess. Like and
like a nice natural.
A natural color.
Yeah, that matches. Yeah, that blends in.
Yeah, and then I'll just put chapstick over it because I don't like really the feeling of gloss. I don't like the feeling of lipstick. Yeah. It's just too much.
Well, this it also looks more, it makes it look really natural.
When it just looks like I have cool, full, plump lips. And so now all I'm going to do, line my lips, put this on, and I won't have the Burt's Bees chapped lips anymore.
Yeah, I do the same exact thing. I'll put on like a small liner and then I put that over top of it now. And I'm really happy with the color. I'm so glad you like it.
I love it. And I think that you should go. I think you should just start doing lots of different colors.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one for me because the lip balm was obviously my first product I came out with and was so proud of it. And man, it just did so well. And now I'm like, okay, it's basically that, but with a tint. Who wouldn't want that? It's like this buttery, soft, with a little tint of like a red. It makes it your lips look like they've just had sex.
Or
or that.
It's like you just had sex. You know, after you just have sex and you look in the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I look great. This is what I looked like during this. Cool. Fantastic. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy that you love it.
And you're selling these right now?
Yeah. They just came out.
I wasn't sure if you were selling them.
Yeah. You can buy them now at Heart Spring. heartspring.co or my Instagram that have links and everything at heartspring.co. But yeah, it's now ready to buy, but it keeps selling out. And I've been trying, guys, to keep, I'm working hard for you. So
you need to hire an assistant.
I know, but it does. My products keep selling out. So I love you guys for supporting me, but I'm working really hard. So I will make sure.
You could maybe be the next Kylie Jenner. Sell it and make $1 billion. And then I'm going to be coming to you for money. Being like, I don't feel like doing Vanderpump Rules anymore. Take care of me.
That's been the plan all along.
Could you imagine? That's like goals. That's like really like goals is to make a product that's so good that you can just sell it and then live in your compound for the rest of your life and never leave.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm like, getting there. I'm getting there. So,
well, you know what? I have a question for you because a lot of people ask me this.
Yeah.
And I think you'd honestly be better to answer this. So many people, they have their normal jobs that they do.
Right.
Like their normal careers or things that they either went to school for or something like that. And then they get to a point in their lives where they realize like, I'm actually not passionate about this. Like there's something else. Like I want to start this company or I want to start this blog or this podcast or like I want to do that, but I don't, it's like, I don't know how. And also it's like, how do you balance the time between, because there was a long time when you were still working and doing this on the side. Like it doesn't just happen overnight. You can't just like quit your job, start a business and hope that it works.
Yeah, absolutely not.
So I mean, it's like, what would you like if someone was asking you, like saying, hey, I want to start doing this. It's like, do you have any advice for that? Like, because lots of people want to start doing something else. And I feel like my advice to people is always like, just make it a hobby at first.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, 100% do not quit your day job until you can fully support yourself and then some.
Yeah.
But a lot of times for years, everything I was making off of HeartSpring, so I was working at Sur, and then everything I made off HeartSpring, I was putting back into the company.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel comfortable leaving Sur until about, it's been like a year and a half.
So how long did it take you when you first started making it and selling it to when you quit Sur? And you were modeling too. So like,
I did have a lot of like side hustles.
Yeah.
But you have to in LA, as you know. There's like, it's so expensive to live here. But it took years. I mean, how long was that? It took years.
I'm trying to remember exactly when you started selling.
Gosh.
It.
I mean, and I also wasn't, again, the problem is though, is that it does get in the way of pushing yourself. So if you have a backup, like I always knew I had Sur or modeling or other little gigs that would not push me with HeartSpring. And I knew that. So as soon as I quit Sur, I sort of did go into this mode of like, I have to do, this has to do well. Like
yeah.
I need to pay my rent.
But you also, you can't just do that right away.
No, it takes, I mean, it took, I want to say like maybe 3 years.
That's, I think that's something that people need to like hear and know.
Yeah,
like,
but if that you're also was me, that was in a very slow, I mean, I took forever to have products come out because I was so obsessed with making sure they were perfect.
Yeah.
So I was always putting, so, I mean, it took like a year for every project. I mean, look at this tinted lip balm. It
took for a fucking
How year. Long were you like, when are you doing that? When are you
I
doing
didn't
that?
Think you were doing
but
that
But I
anymore.
Also have, I'm like such a Virgo. It's like, I'm a perfectionist. So if something's going to come out, it better be good. Like it better be the best thing you've ever had because I don't want to put my name on something that people are like, nah, this is shit.
Trash.
Yeah. So if you don't do it that way, things could happen quicker if you just sort of pumping things out. But Google was a big friend of mine. I mean,
Google.
If you literally look up like where to find certain supplies, how to get, you know.
You literally Googled that.
Well, like
I can't Google anything. Yeah. I'm a terrible Googler.
There was one time that I had a bunch of orders and I ran out of lip balm tubes and I needed them like that day. I had like a huge order that needed to be out that morning and I was freaking out. I don't know. Would you know if someone was like, right. I went online and I Googled where like in LA can I buy... You know, it was a lot of lip balm tubes. Like, I think I needed like 500 or something, like a big bulk of them. And I found a place downtown that had, lo and behold, every kind of container you could think of, every spray container, every jar, it was like a jar glass company, the whole entire place.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so.
So if you look up things, research it, there's so much on the internet that you can learn from.
God, I am bad at Google. I try and find things out and I type in the wrong thing. Like Bo will look at me and be like, hey, can you Google that? And I'll Google it. He's like, that's what you typed in? Do you ever? No, I guess
you just Googled something before this. Well, our conversation.
I did, but I can't remember what it was.
I didn't even Google that. You just Googled that. I didn't even think to Google that yet. What that was.
Amazon sellers.
I couldn't find any answers. The first thing you said was, let's look this up. So you do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I do use Google. I just feel like I can never find answers, which is what proved me right.
When I still didn't spell something, I Google it and the right spelling will come up.
So do I. Do you know how many times I use thesaurus.com during the day? Millions.
Yeah. So I'm just saying a lot. The internet, that's what's so great though about like even Instagram. Like I would follow all these like companies I was obsessed with and they would post to like the process of what they do and packaging and I don't know. Just everything's online these days, which is such a cool thing that we have that.
I know. It's like,
well, I always think, what did they do before? What did they do? What did they do?
How did people drive their cars places? Like when you had a business meeting?
I remember this.
Where did you use map?
Yes, I printed out MapQuest.
Oh, I used to do that. Yeah, you're right. What did people then do before MapQuest? Literal maps?
Yeah, they would have to know. Like
we at least started driving when MapQuest was a thing. We don't know what it's like to drive even without printing out MapQuest. Like, imagine going on an audition or a meeting or meeting someone for fucking dinner and you've just never been to that restaurant. You had to open up a map. Like, that's wild.
I'm still thinking of me printing out like 4 pages of MapQuest and driving and like flipping the pages and like,
yeah,
that's weird too. I mean like turn right in, okay, like looking on a piece of paper that I printed out.
Yeah.
I don't know, I wouldn't drive. I wouldn't go anywhere.
Times must have been really tough.
You would have such good excuses, like legit, like, sorry, I got lost.
Yes. Like, you know what? I was born too late. I wish that I was born back in the day. Oh my God, when we didn't have phones and people had to like fucking send a carrier person to just like send a letter or something. People yell at me for not texting them back. I'd be like, I didn't get your letter.
Oh, that would be good.
It would be amazing. Be
like, I did write you back. I wrote you a 4-page letter back. You didn't get it. And like, fair enough. The person would be like, okay, no,
I didn't get it. Yeah. Oh, do I love Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Liquid IV's hydration multiplier. I have been using this forever. Bo has been using this forever because we don't get hydrated enough. Think about it. When you use one of the packets of Liquid IV and they're so small, like you can put them in a clutch. I keep them everywhere. You put it in a bottle of water and it's the equivalent of drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. So whether you're someone who works out all the time or you're on a plane and you have jet lag or I don't know if you're hungover, like me, then it is the absolute best. Bo actually likes to make cocktails with his Liquid IV because he feels like he's hydrating while he's dehydrating. They have a bunch of different flavors to choose from. It's awesome. It helps fight fatigue without the crash. It's all great. They also have a new one. Let me just tell you this. It's an energy multiplier. So for people who are a little like, caffeine, it makes me feel weird. This is perfect for you. It's a great replacement for your morning coffee, a great alternative to processed energy drinks. And right now, get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Stassi at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. So just go to liquidiv.com and enter promo code Stassi to save 25% and get better hydration and energy. That's liquidiv.com, promo code Stassi. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today.
I love what I do. And I love to the creative side of it and branding and coming up with ideas and packaging and my Instagram. I love my Heartspring Instagram and it's photography. Like a fucking spa. And thank you.
It really is.
I want to give off that like calming vibe. You know, I don't want any of my products to smell like bubblegum. You know, I want them to smell like a refreshing spa or something that's going to just like want you to just relax and lay down. Saying that, if you keep the sprays in the fridge and spray them, it's a good pick me up. It's like, let's go. Oh, you do have one in the fridge.
What's up, bitch?
Well done.
I have two in here,
actually. You literally have Heartspring everywhere.
I know. Because I have, and I found so many, as I've been packing at my apartment, I found so like much more.
Because how many years has it been? No,
they're in different spots. Same. So I found so many of them that I was like, fuck, I'm going to need like just an extra pouch. Yeah. Like, or like something.
Wait, do you have the scrub? Because I brought you a scrub too.
I will take another one.
My little tip with the scrub is to exfoliate your body or your legs. Mainly, I exfoliate my legs. And then,
you know what?
I shave.
Oh, really?
And your legs will feel like butter.
Okay.
It's like a secret. Because you know how sometimes so after you,
so it's like after my, when my spray tan's wearing off.
Scrub.
Yeah.
And then shave. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But it's because sometimes after you shaved, you know how even when you like, you'll use a really nice shaving cream and then you'll, a really nice shaver. And then you get out and you're like, why do I still have like, it doesn't feel smooth.
Yeah, and it feels dry or just like.
You still have dead skin. You need to scrub off the dead skin, then shave, and you'll get out of the shower. I'm not kidding. Your legs will feel the smoothest they've ever felt. That's like my little pro tip for that.
Do you know who was talking about this the other day? And I'm literally not joking. This, like, I'm not trying to blow smoke up your ass. But we were in Utah last, me, Katie, Brittany, and Lala last month. And I literally came upstairs and Katie and Lala were talking about your scrub and how much they loved it without me even being there. So like I was downstairs and I walked upstairs and I was like, oh my God, I wish I could have recorded this conversation for her.
That's so sweet. That's so funny because who was one of my friends, somebody was, it was Tracy was doing her hair and she was like, oh my God, Lala could not stop talking about your scrub.
Yeah,
like that's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a
you
great
just sounded
one.
Like Rose Byrne in Bridesmaids just now. Do you watch Bridesmaids? Have you ever seen Bridesmaids? You know Rose Byrne.
That would be bad if I've never seen Bridesmaids.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Oh, you're poor. Oh, Lala, you're poor. Use my scrub. Anyway, definitely do that though. Your legs will feel insane. So, yeah.
Okay. Very proud of you, Christina.
Thank you.
I have some relationship questions from my listeners. So we can just listen. I am not a fucking expert at all. I actually don't know shit about dating and relationships now that I think about it. I mean, do you even? You've been in a 10-year relationship. So like how much could you possibly know?
So much.
Yeah, but not about relationships, but about dating.
No, I don't know much about dating.
Like, this first question that I see, I don't think that we are going to be able to answer.
Okay, let's go.
Melanie W. is like, how many dates does it take to know if it could actually work out? No fucking idea. I actually think a lot of dates, because everyone that I have been in serious relationships with, that I, like, just got into a relationship immediately after the first couple of dates, ended up being horrible partners for me.
See, I disagree.
Like, it took Bo and I a while.
I think that you know right away.
Really?
I think
I knew with Jax, Frank, and Patrick.
You had just bad taste.
So you just have to trust. That
like, you knew right away because that was your type.
Cool.
But it's true.
I don't know, though. Because I didn't know right away with Bo. I didn't know. I was just like, okay, we're just having fun. It is what it is. I think this guy's interesting and hot and funny.
But Bo was a little bit different than your normal type. So that's what made you, I think, question it. It's what you needed. It's exactly what I've always wanted for you. But you just had this, like, you almost went for guys that, how do I just say this politely? Were dicks? You know, and I feel like Bo probably like threw you because you were like, wait, he's funny, he's cute, he's supportive. Like, what?
Yeah.
So I think that's what threw you. But I think that you usually kind of know right away if you have chemistry with somebody.
Chemistry is different than knowing that someone's good for you. I'm pretty sure I had chemistry with all of my ex-boyfriends.
Like, I feel like I can be on a date with a guy the first date, and if he just says kind of one weird red flag thing, I would be like, this isn't going to work out.
I, like, have always ignored all the red flags.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Is your first date, there was probably, if I was a fly on the wall on one of your first dates with your ex-boyfriend, I would be like, red flag, get out now. And you would be like, yeah, this guy is so cute.
He probably, like, they
I think
all,
I'm going to move in with him tomorrow.
Yes, literally.
Should we start looking at apartments tonight?
Yes, that's exactly, like, he, like, all my ex-boyfriends probably just sat me down.
Also a red flag is a guy who wants to move in with you right away, I think.
That is a really good point. But then is it a red flag about me too? Or was it a red flag out on the girl too?
Well, no, see, we always kind of right away are like, I love you, let's move in. It's, we almost need to pick a guy who sort of is like, let's do this the healthy way.
Bo always says steps. I hate when, now it's an inside joke.
Steps.
Now it's an inside joke. So if he says the word steps, he'll just look at me and laugh. And I'm like, oh my God, if I hear steps one more time, he's like, steps, like, enjoy moving in together and then enjoy getting engaged or whatever comes first.
That's
and
what Max would say. Let's just enjoy what we
steps.
Have right
And
now.
I'm like, fuck the steps, bro.
You know what though? It's healthy. The steps are healthy.
I agree, because then I'm enjoying, you really are getting to know someone in such a different way with each step. It's like,
yes,
giving each other a key to your apartment. That's such an exciting time just to have that.
Yeah.
Then like saying I love you, then enjoying that moment, yeah, of when that first starts happening. The moments where you first start talking about the future, that's so exciting. Then moving in together or getting engaged or whatever the fuck that next step is, like, those are such specific moments that you learn so much about each other that it's like, oh my God, I skated over all of that in all my previous relationships.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it could go, but that's a hard question.
I know. See,
because it's like, I think right away you sort of know, but you have to be confident in yourself too, to like know what you want going into a date. And then if a guy's not responding well to questions or just in general his vibe, I feel like it's like, get out. Don't waste time.
But I think it's also hard to like, you have to recognize if you are somebody who chooses incorrectly. Like, that took me a really long time to learn.
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you even teach somebody that they're choosing incorrectly?
Here's the thing. I think, Melanie, I think that, I don't know if we can give you a number. We're not just going to say. There isn't a number. But if you come home from that date and you're like, I really had a good time and I liked him. I don't know him. I just met him. We went on one date. But I think I want to get to know him more. And you go on another date, right? And I feel like if you keep coming home and you're like, I want to get to know him more and more and more, then I feel like it's a no-brainer, right? You're just, but if you come home and you're like questioning little things, like, I don't know, he kind of did this weird this or that. It's like, maybe go on one or two more dates just to like validate those weird things or the red flags. And if it furthermore does, like, okay, yeah, this guy's a little weird, or this guy's not into the same thing as me.
This guy doesn't respond to my fucking text messages. I sent him 79 last night. I haven't heard a word. Oh, man. Ugh. Dating sucks.
I said that Max was my boyfriend before he was my boyfriend.
No, you guys used to call each other Valentine.
Oh, no, but I'm saying, oh, that was him. Those were steps, Stassi. Those were part of his steps. And he wanted to enjoy, because we met around Valentine's Day, he wanted to enjoy that.
Yeah, that's cute. So, what do you mean? You called
so
him?
So we did for like a year.
Literally a year. So this is my Valentine.
And then he called me his girlfriend. No, I do think taking things slow and enjoying all of those is really, really healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Hannah W., I've been hooking up with this guy for a while. We've been really close friends for a long time. Risky. And we've been hooking up the past few months. I don't know where it's going, and I don't want to just keep hooking up casually. How do I ask him where this is going? God, it sucks. It sucks. You would think that if you're really good friends first, and then the line is crossed, and you get sexual, then it means like,
you're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, because it's like, we know that we get along and like each other. And now now we know that the sexual part is
that's
there.
That's all that's been lacking. So now it's like a no-brainer that you guys are together, that you want to be together.
Yeah.
But then, and you guys, if you guys are friends, I feel like you should be able to just ask him and talk about that.
Maybe this is just a drunken hookup thing that happened.
She say a few times?
She says, we've been hooking up the past few months.
Oh, see?
But is it always when you're wasted and you guys are out at a bar and then like he just comes out? Do you sleep over at his house? Does he sleep over at yours? Or is it like hook up and get out? Like there are so many different factors that go into that.
Well, if it's hook up and get out, then I think that's obvious that it's not going to be a thing. But if it's like they went out to dinner and had a fun night and came home and, you know, hooked up, then I feel like, just ask. If I could talk back to my old self, like years and years, just say it. Just say how you feel. Just what's it going to do? I mean, you guys are already hooking up. It's not like it's going to ruin your friendship. You're already hooking up.
Yeah. And I feel like the not knowing is worse than the no.
Just
the wondering to me is like worse than somebody turning me down. I'd honestly rather just be turned down and like have to get over it.
Get over it. Yeah. I think it's just do it lightheartedly. Don't like sit him down and be like, what is this? What are we doing? Just say it in a way where it's like playful.
Yo, bro.
No, like, yeah. Like,
what's going on here?
Like, what are we doing? Like, I'm having fun, but like, what are we doing? Like, don't make it seem like you're pressuring or that you need to know or that you don't want to keep doing it. Just be super cash about
it. That's so much easier said than done. It's so much easier said than done.
I know.
You have not been in the dating game for a while. You don't even know what it's like to use dating apps, Christina. It's scary out there.
True.
It's so scary
this
out there.
This is true. I have never swiped right.
You don't have you ever looked on your friends' apps?
Kind of. Raya. I looked on, there's like a song that plays in the background.
Yeah, they kicked
like
me off twice, thing. Remember?
Oh, right. Yeah, I looked on one of my
friends.
Wait,
you know what's a new one? It's actually one of my sponsors, but it's really fun. I've used this for one of my friends. It is literally one of my sponsors, and I'm not getting into the read right now, but I'm going to tell you about it. It's called Ship. And so what?
I've heard it. I listen to your podcast.
Okay. Well, it's really fucking fun.
Where you can look for your friends.
Yes.
I wonder it's if like, they, I do couldn't... they have it in, is it in Austin? Because we should get Kelly
it's
on that.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that would be kind of fun.
Because that's what you do on apps. You screenshot shit, send it to your friends.
Yeah.
Screenshot something and be like, how should I respond to this? What do you think of this dude's profile? All of that crap. Ew. Remember making a profile? It's like, no, you've never done this.
MySpace? Or because no, I remember making a profile.
Ooh. Okay. I like this question from Lauren P. How to deal with everyone and their dog, not actually dogs, but meaning like everyone and their mother. Do you know what I mean by that?
Like their pet?
No. Just, okay.
That actually would have been a good question though.
How to deal with everyone. I'm just going to leave it at everyone. On social media, reaching these life goals, getting engaged, getting married, having children, etc., affect your relationship. Like to the point where you feel like you may not be where you should be or on the same page.
Lauren, I am with you. That's a great one. And I can talk about that.
Talk about it.
I've been with my boyfriend for 10 years. We got obviously together young because I'm still so young, you know. And we are not married. We don't have children. And it's really difficult because I feel so much pressure when I tell people this. They look at me like, what's wrong? Yeah. And that's so sad that social media and just tradition in general has done that, where it's like, well, nothing's wrong. What makes you think because we're not married, something's wrong? Like, no offense, but you've been married for 5 years and I probably have a healthier relationship than you do. You know, like what's just because we don't have a piece of paper, like we're committed. We live together. I love him.
Well, it's not even just that, because there are people who, okay, their boyfriend or girlfriend doesn't want to move in. And then you like see everyone else taking these steps. Social media sucks for that.
It's also not real, because what happens is those people are posting these lovey-dovey and it's like, yeah, yes. Okay, they're moving in together and they just bought a house and they're getting married and they have the cutest little baby. But like, what's really going on behind those like doors, you know?
So you're saying that my posts are fake?
Okay, guys. Grove Collaborative is an online marketplace that delivers all natural cleaning, beauty, and personal care products directly to your door. So it makes finding healthy, affordable, effective formulas easy and convenient. And right now, we need healthy shit. You know what I'm saying? And if we can order it and have it just drop to our door, even better. What I really love is they also have new sustainable things that I've been using, like sustainable straws, sustainable paper towels, like sustainable soap dispenser. So instead of wasting plastic, you can get a glass soap dispenser, and then they have the soap that you can keep refilling it. So let's just all do the best to be healthy and be good to our planet. Make your home more sustainable this year. So now, for a limited time, when my listeners go to grove.co/Stassi, you'll get a free 5-piece set from Grove, so you can swap out plastic in an easy way. Plus, you'll get free shipping and a free 60-day VIP trial. Go to grove.co/Stassi to get this exclusive sustainable swaps offer. grove.co/Stassi.
I think of this in terms of, like, I don't get relationship insecurity when I go on about it. Like, I'm not seeing, obviously, because I'm engaged. So then it's like, yeah, it's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel this way when I look online at, like, people's businesses or, like, people traveling or what people are wearing.
And do you get like that with, like, other people's podcasts?
I mean, I don't really follow podcasts on Instagram.
Or not on Instagram, but I'm saying in general, when you know about other people's podcasts and, like, guests that they've had, or, like, maybe something they're doing that you're not, do you ever feel like, oh, man?
Yeah, I feel like I could be doing more. Like, I feel like, oh, I could be working more. I could be hustling more. I should be doing this. I should be better at that.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm spread too thin.
Yeah.
But I get that insecurity. Or, like, if I see, like, okay, like, oh, this one's tough. And I know Taylor Strecker gets insecure about this, too. Not to call her out, but I am. When she sees, like, funny influencers, like, people who either have podcasts or talk shows or funny Instagrams, or that, like, that's their brand, Taylor's always like, they're so much funnier than me. I hate that, like, I hate their Instagram. I mean, she secretly loves it, but, yeah, like, she says that, and I'm like, I feel that way sometimes too. I'm like, I'm not entertaining enough, or I'm not funny enough. My caption's not good enough. Oh my God, I'm so fucking boring. I haven't posted in this long. And look, this person is just funny 24/7. I get really insecure about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what was the actual question though?
Because how
do we deal with that?
How to keep it from, like, affecting your relationship? Because there were times, like, and it wasn't because I saw it on social media, but before Beau and I got engaged, it was like, we weren't living together, weren't engaged.
Like, I know that you guys got that a lot. You got the, like, how, like, you guys aren't living together. And
yeah,
you would have to kind of justify, like, we like having our, like, we like having separate spaces, but we're always together, but it's not like.
And he's my neighbor.
But it also just, why do you have to, like, why is that? I don't know. It's tradition. It's what's been instilled in us over and over and over. And that's what's normal.
Yeah.
So anything different is going to make people feel like, oh, that's going to be hard when they move in together. Like, it's just like, no.
Well, I think it's also figuring out what it is that you personally want. Like, in my next book right now, I'm working on a chapter about having it all, because I hate that phrase. Oh my God, can you have it all? Can she have it all? I'm like, ugh, why is that even a question that people ask? Like, no one asks dudes that. And so what I'm trying to write about a little bit is just that, like, well, everyone's version of having it all is different. Like, there are a lot of girls I know that don't want kids.
Yeah.
So that's not their having it all. You know, there are a lot of people who don't want to own a home and they want to be able to travel all the time.
Gosh, I don't even know what having it all look like would be. I don't even know what
it's different for everyone,
right? But I don't know what do you in your head are you like, I know what it would be like.
Yeah,
really? I mean,
I don't like that term, so I'm trying not to, but, like, I
because in my head I'm thinking, what if I did, like, have that house on the beach, and what if I did have, like, you know, and then I'm like, but what I don't know if I would be like, oh, I've got it all.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Do you ever wake, like, do you think Kylie Jenner wakes up and is like, I have it all?
That, right?
Do you think she's like, all right, I can just like relax now?
No. I feel like even she did her and her guy break up a while ago?
But like,
no, but I'm just saying her baby dad. I know, but just there you go. Like waking up. I don't know. I just feel like nobody has it all.
Yeah. Yes. I'm so over having it all. I'm so over people asking that. And I'm over, like, literally, have you ever heard anyone ask a dude, do you think you can have it all? Ever? Ever? In any interview with any guy, a reporter, no one has ever said, do you think you can have it all?
Wait, I don't know why, but I just thought of this. Jim Carrey did an interview where the interviewer was like, is there anything you haven't done? And he was like, you.
He got in so much trouble for that.
I thought it was.
He got in so much trouble for that. I was like, is she really going to bring this up right now? I'm like, wow. And you're laughing hysterically. I didn't watch it. I just.
Because he's a comedian. So it's like.
Totally.
It just related with what you just said. Like, has anyone ever asked? And I feel like that was like. She was like, is there anything you haven't done? I feel like it was just one of those quick, like, that's what she said, you know? And he
totally
didn't mean it. Jim Carrey's such a goofball.
I mean, yeah, listen, I know. It's like half the people are going to be like, that's disgusting. Half the people will be like, that's Jim Carrey. He's a comedian.
Well, it is disgusting, but he's a goofball. So it's like, yeah. I don't think he meant any harm by it, but it is, I mean, but Jim Carrey is disgusting. I feel like he said other stuff. It's like disgusting.
Remember when he did an interview on the red carpet? And it was with Kat Sadler. And she was like asking him like about, he was like, are you like excited to be here or something like that? And he's like, this is all bullshit. None of this is cool. This is all fucking fake. These are a bunch of losers. Like, and she just is like, didn't know what to say. Yeah,
that's what he makes people feel uncomfortable. I feel like he like jumps up on desks and he like makes weird faces and like all these different characters.
Well,
like
comedians, they make comedians are supposed to make people feel uncomfortable. Yes,
that's what I guess I'm trying to say, is that he is disgusting and he also is goofy and he's just
he's all of
he's
it.
Jim Carrey.
He's Jim Carrey.
Anyway, it just reminded me of that. Like, have but do you have it all?
Okay, Nick D. D, how to deal with a partner who wants to explore an open relationship, but you don't want to. How to communicate that you're uninterested. What's a middle ground to agree on?
Is this a guy asking this question?
Yeah, unless a girl's name is Nick. Should the relationship just be ended altogether? If you don't want that, then you should probably end the relationship altogether, because it'll then always be in the back of your mind that your partner wants that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just 100%.
Do you know that someone said this to me before? Do you remember my boyfriend in LA,
yes,
Chris?
Yes.
Won't give last names.
Okay, I was surprised you gave the first.
You can't look him up. I don't follow him on anything. It's impossible to look him up. When I was, 20?
Oh, I remember this.
And he said, yeah. And he put on Facebook that we were in an open relationship. And my stepmom at the time called me, asking me about it. That was, people think the relationships on Vanderpump Rules that I've had were bad. This one was so much worse.
This is why when I was on Vanderpump Rules, I would always be like, she has the worst taste in men. Like, you don't understand. We're not just starting with Jax, guys. Like, I've known her previously before this. Like, I've been through
it. Yeah.
That was really hard for you in that relationship. You were like, what do I do? I mean.
That was like peak depression time.
Yeah.
And remember on Christmas Day, I had driven back from Lake Arrowhead back to our apartment in LA because I felt bad that he was by himself. And he slept the whole entire day and didn't wake up. And then I found out later that night because he had been using my computer to sex chat with someone on Facebook, a porn star, in my apartment. And I still stayed in that relationship for a while. That's what I mean. I can't give advice. Like, every relationship that I've got locked in, it's felt like there's no escape. You know?
Yeah.
I've always felt like there's just like no escape from being treated like, I guess this is what people do to you. I guess this is what guys do to you. Like, I guess this is what boyfriends are like.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I experienced that, because I think that if I didn't have all those shitty relationships, I think I'd walk all over Beau.
Yeah.
I don't think I would appreciate his kindness and the way that he handles me. I think I would just be like, whatever. This is just like, you're supposed to. But now I'm so appreciative of the way he treats me, because I'm like, oh shit. I know what's out there.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I feel like I experienced all of these relationships with you. Yeah, so then I have part of that too, where I look at Max and I'm like, I'm so thankful for how nice you are. And like,
yeah.
Nick, I'm going to go ahead and say 100% maybe get out of that relationship if the person doesn't want
that. If you don't want this, Nick, it's time to say bye. Because it'll just always be in the back of your head.
Nick doesn't want it?
And he's saying, how do you deal with a partner who wants that?
Nick, are you asking for a friend, or?
I think maybe his partner, oh, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So the girl, if this is a guy, Nick's a guy, the girl wants to
Or maybe it's a gay couple, or that's what I thought.
That feels so sad to say end your relationship.
But I just feel like it'll always be in the back of your head that you know that that's what your partner wants. It's like, also, I wouldn't be able to forget it.
I definitely do not try it thinking it's gonna like you'll like it or it's gonna save you.
Oh my god, I'm like, my stomach's starting to like turn, please do thinking not do about that. This I know. Like I could, and there, listen, there are people out there who want to do
that's
that.
What I'm saying,
there are people who want open relationships, and great, good for them. I the thought of watching Beau with somebody else, or knowing that he's with somebody, like I feel physically ill right now. Like I'm sweating. My stomach's turning. You know what? If I never needed to go on a diet, I should just think about Beau with another person the next time I want to eat food.
Yeah.
Because right now I feel like I could never eat food ever again.
Yeah. And that's usually, I think, the reaction usually when you think of something. Who knows? But if this couple is exploring and Nick is uncomfortable, I think don't even say like, well, let me just try and see how I feel, because I could hear the other partner saying, how do you know you don't want that, or how do you know you don't, you know,
because you've never done, oh fuck that, I'm sorry, your instincts kick in, you're like, because I feel like I'm gonna vomit right now,
I literally feel sick,
I literally am gonna go puke, watch me.
Well, I guess I'm saying that because the fact that this person wrote in and is even thinking like, what do I do, it's like, I don't know, I feel like that this person could compromise, and I'm saying maybe don't in this situation.
Listen, we prefaced this by saying we're not experts. You don't have to take our advice, but take it. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. So there's really no correct answer to this. How often does the average couple have sex?
Ooh. I want you to answer this first, because you are, I feel like you're still in the honeymoon phase.
We're not in the honeymoon phase, but.
Well,
I'll say this, it depends on the week, like some in our schedules. Like sometimes I'm like, wow, we had sex almost every day this week. And then sometimes I'll be like, it's been like over a week and a half and we haven't. And then it's like, we'll literally discuss it and be like, why haven't we had sex? And it's like, well, okay, I was on my period and I felt gross. Then I got sick and then I had to go work. And
do you
then
feel
I'm like
he brings it up more of why haven't we? Like, does he acknowledge it? Oh, it's equal.
It's very equal.
I feel like we're going to have two very, not different answers, but I've been in a 10-year relationship and you're in, I think I look at your relationship as still really like
it will, compared to 10 years.
Yeah. Okay. So this is good because we both have.
Yeah.
So you think, okay. So
I mean, and ideally for me, 3 times a week is good for me. Yeah. That's like ideal. That's like, if you could consistently have sex like 3 times a week, that's great.
I would agree with you on that.
Is that doable for everyone? I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. And I think honestly, it's every couple's different. Like Katie and Tom talk about this all the time. They're just like, we don't have sex that like 3 times a week like that. They're like, but we're also, we feel happy and fulfilled in the amount of times that we do together.
It's enough for them.
It's enough. Yeah. It's like enough for them.
Can I ask you, do you feel like you're more of the aggressor, like, or is Beau? Do you feel like you initiate it more or does he?
I feel like he does more.
He does.
I mean, yeah, he does more.
Yeah.
But like, we've also gotten to the point, and I had a talk with him yesterday because I had just taken a Xanax to go to sleep, washed my face. We had eaten sushi, and I'm like, oh, I feel full. I'm like, I'm going to sleep now. And he's like, wait. He's like, so we're not having sex? And I'm like, seriously? Oh. I was like, that's how you feel. Like, we just finished an episode of Lost, bro. Like, I just took my Xanax. We just ate. Like, couldn't you? You've been over. Like, you were here for like 3 hours. You couldn't have just like wooed me a little bit. And I was like, tomorrow morning. And then this morning when he initiated it, he was just like, I'm going to make more of an effort to be romantic. I'm like, just stop talking.
Do you like morning sex?
Yeah, I do. Because I'm not tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like at night, I just like, I'm like, the day is just like worn me out. And I'm just like, and I'm so regimented in the way I go to sleep. Like, I have to take my vitamins and then my Xanax. And then I know that'll kick in like a half an hour and like wash my face. Everything needs to be like perfect. And then I go to sleep before he does normally. And so it's just like, there's no like spontaneity to anything late at night to me, unless we're like wasted and come back from a dinner, like a night out together. Then that's fun. I've talked about Ritual multivitamins for so long. This is a multivitamin that was created for women. The founders of Ritual literally went to one of the top leading scientists and said, if you could create the perfect vitamin for your wife that she only had to take for the rest of her life, what would it be? And this is what he created. I mean, think how hard it is to like go down the pharmacy aisle and pick different vitamins. There's so many choices and you never know what to pick. And who wants to take like 11 different pills every day? It is a process. But with Ritual, it's not. And they're also so transparent and they pride themselves on that. When you go to their websites, they show you everything, every nutrient, where it came from and why they chose it. They like to call it traceability, which I love. Anything that is traceable and transparent is what I am into. So for obsessive label readers, Ritual uses vegan certified, non-GMO, gluten-free and allergen-free ingredients, and their sources are out there for the whole world to see because they believe you deserve to know what you're putting in your body and why. So daily changes can lead to big results. So start small today. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. So try it out. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/Stassi to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Stassi.
I'm doing all the talking. Let's talk about your sex life.
First off, yeah, been in a very long relationship. And I agree. I think three. I like that we're actually giving a number, not just like, meh, we're like three.
Well, three for me.
That's a good, I think that I would be really happy with that. Three is I think,
that's
great.
Like a solid.
I feel really, really good about my like sex life. I was like, yeah, we had three, you know. But again, it also depends on the week. And, you know, we also have that time of the month. And that's never, ever a good time in the month when we're like.
Do you remember in the beginning of my relationship, Max, it didn't matter.
Max brings this up.
It didn't. And he says it to Bo, says it too.
Because when I now say like, oh, I'm, you know.
I'm like, sorry, I'm on my period.
Yeah, he'll be like, that didn't stop you when we first met.
And Bo says the same thing. And I'm like, yeah, cool. That's because we like just first like got together and it was like really exciting. And it was like, let's get on each other whenever we can. I'm like, but now I feel disgusting.
But like, I think back and I'm like, why did I do that? Was I that like desperate?
I would lay a towel down.
I think he one time told me like, I think you're still on your period. I now wait like an extra few days.
Oh, me too. I'm like, because I need to feel clean.
Yeah. But I'm like, whoa, you would think in the beginning that we're really trying to make that impression. You'd think it's the opposite. You think at the beginning that we would be like, oh no, like, like that you're not going anywhere near because you want a good impression. And and now we'd be like,
yeah,
who cares?
No,
it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. Back in the beginning, we would literally just lay a towel down.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, are you joking? If he tries to touch me, I'm like, you know I'm on my period, you dork. It's like, I'm like, I can't even believe you're even trying right now. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So that's a huge factor. And then Yeah, there, it just depends, because we actually were just talking about this before we did the podcast, is like, it definitely, I think sex brings you together as a couple. So like, if you've been fighting a lot, or you've both been grumpy, or even if you're both going through something, I feel like when you are intimate with each other, it sort of reconnects the mm-hmm. relationship. And it's like, it's totally so healthy. Yeah. So when I've had friends who are like, oh, like, we're not doing well or this. And I'm like, well, are you guys having sex?
Go have sex. Yeah.
And then I've had this friend say, I just am like not in the mood ever. And I feel like I just don't ever want to. And I'm like, you need to get in the mood, or just like,
just do it.
Go.
Just force yourself.
Also too, just like go down on them a little bit. Like if you don't want anything, just pop those in every now and then a little, you know.
I could do that more.
Right? I feel like everybody just like, there you go.
I've gotten lazy.
But it's like, if you're on your period and like you're not, you're feeling like you need that reconnect, and you're, you know, it's like maybe throw one of those out there.
Yeah. I completely agree with you that it keeps me feeling like it keeps a closeness.
Yeah.
There.
100%.
And every time when that happens, like say it's been a while and we do have sex, we both look at each other like halfway through and laugh, and we're like, we should totally do this more.
No, I know, right? And then after,
why don't we do this every single day?
It feels so good. You're like, I can accomplish anything tomorrow.
It's maintenance. It's maintenance on your body. It's maintenance on your relationship. It's like maintenance on your mind and your emotions. It's just like, it's like people who exercise, they're maintaining their body. It's like, that's what sex is like too. It's maintaining.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a huge part of it. So being together for so long, I feel like that's also been a huge role to like, maintenance the relationship. And
it's also hard.
But I will definitely keep, not track, but kind of. Like, I will
keep track.
Wait. Well, I mean, I'm not like, okay, Thursday, Saturday. Like, I know it's been a minute. Like, I'll be like, oof, like, it's definitely. And don't get me wrong, we are not like 3 days a week going at it. It's just that sometimes it can be like that. But then there are times where it's been a little while. And I'm like, shoot. Like, I traveled. Then I got back.
Yeah.
Something this, something that. And then you think back and you're like, oh,
shit kept getting in the way.
It's definitely been a minute.
And you have to just make an effort.
And that's when you make an effort. And that's when you really need to be like, okay, this has got to go down.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
But I am a little bit more of the aggressor.
You are?
Yeah. So I'm more of the one who makes the initiative.
Good for you.
But yeah, I mean, and I kind of like that. I think I've learned that I like.
So you're in control of your own.
No, I'm definitely
your own calendar.
Yeah, I'm definitely in control. And it makes me feel better too, because I don't have to like
turn anyone down.
Yeah, not tonight. Like, I don't have to be that. It's just like, if I'm not going for it, he knows it's not going to be tonight.
I love that. So
I've created that for myself, which I'm pretty proud of.
This is like the only part of my life I feel like I'm not in control of. I'm such a controlling freak that I'm like, well, this part isn't really. But yeah. Sex, everyone. Cool.
Let's talk about sex.
Whoop, whoop. What do you do when your significant other doesn't like hanging out with your friends? Well, I was in a 4-year on and off relationship where my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, wouldn't even be around or do anything with me. And I stayed in that one for way too long, too. I don't know. You do a lot of stuff alone.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's healthy to have like a separate thing. You have a different situation because I feel like you guys, your friends are each other's friends, and you, I don't know, Bo does have like a separate group of his buddies, right?
He does, but more and more my friends become his friends.
Yeah. See, Max and I, we definitely have like a separate, not that he has separate friends, but he's also a DJ and he's got such a surf community that he has so many friends that it's like, they're not friends that maybe come over every day, but like I could walk down the street with him and he could say hi to 3 people and I have no idea who they are.
What is that like? I have like 3 friends.
Yeah. Well, I don't have as many friends, but I definitely have a separate thing going where I do travel. I do kind of have my own like outlets.
Yeah.
And he does too. I think that's really healthy.
Yeah.
For a couple to have kind of, it's like go hang out with your friends together every now and then. I'm not saying completely shut out each other's friends, but it's okay to have separate.
I think that there are no rules, honestly, again, yeah, with this.
Right? If you're happy.
Because it's like, I used to think that like when I was with Patrick and stuff and I did mostly everything by myself, I used to think that that's the only way I wanted it. And because I do like having alone time so much. And now that I'm with Bo and Bo is friends with all my friends, I now love the fact that he's always around. So it's like, it depends on the person and it depends on what.
Especially too, because your friends, it's like they all do couple things together. So that's true. It's like, if there was a gathering, it wouldn't just be Kate, Brittany. Like, they wouldn't ever go really anywhere to a party.
We don't have girls' nights that much anymore.
It's very couple.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I'm around you guys, I'm always, like, feeling like, oh, my gosh, why isn't Max with me?
Yeah.
Whereas I have other groups of friends where it's, like, all of us girls do stuff. And maybe there'll be a boyfriend or two there. But I don't ever feel like, oh, I should probably have my boyfriend here.
Yeah. I should probably make more of an effort to do girls' nights.
So I've kind of been looking forward to the point in your relationship where you start to kind of want to take friend trips again.
I was like, what is she about to say?
I wish people could have seen me the way I delivered it.
I was like, what is she about to say?
Because I looked down and then I like the way, that was a good delivery.
That was great delivery. You scared me for a second. Because I'm like, oh my God, what is she looking forward to in my relationship? Like what part? And I was like, oh, I know.
Because we travel so well together.
I know.
It's like.
That sucks because it's like, see, I'm still in that point in my life, in my relationship where I'm like,
I know.
I'm not going to Spain without Bo.
Wanted you hard for the Spain trip.
I'm not going to like this place. Like, I want him to experience it with me. I'm not there yet.
I know because I invited you. And I was like, please come, please come. And you were like, but if I go anywhere, I'd want to go with Bo. And I was like, okay, well, let's check back in.
I'm still there. You got to give me a few more years.
I know you are. So I'm looking forward to the day when you're like, hey, so I was thinking like, why don't we? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Totally. I also think, you know what? Once life settles down a little more, I'm not going on tour or writing a book or moving or any of those things. Or have like people's weddings to plan and go to. And like, just once life becomes normal again, I think that's when I'll want to do things like that. Yeah. Because right now, like when people are like, let's go on a trip, I'm like, I literally laugh in people's faces. Or even when my friends text me, like Katie texted me yesterday and she's like, hey, I'm having like some of the girls over tonight if you want to join. And I like literally wrote LOL. Like, no, like I don't have time. I'd love to, like in my brain, like that sounds really fun, but I'm like, I'm moving, packing, about to leave to go on tour.
You did a little trip. You did for Katie for her birthday.
It was her birthday. And so it was like, okay, yeah. There's a reason she planned it. 3 days only, easy.
You're, do you know really what I mean? Sick.
The sickest I've ever been. How'd you know that?
I know you so well. I think you said one word on like Instagram story or something she had posted and I was like, oh, Stassi's sick.
I went straight from when I got back home, Bo picked me up from the airport and brought me to the doctor. It turned out I had the flu, a bacterial infection, and some sort of virus.
I could tell.
Just and they were like, why the fuck were you in Utah? And I'm like, because it was my friend's birthday and I couldn't just miss it. It's only four people. And you know, if, like when there's four people, if one drops out, three just changes it. And so I felt like I just like had to just like suck it up and go. Yeah. But at least like it was Utah where we just like sat on the couch and
was cold.
Chatted. Well, I mean, we barely went outside. Yeah. We were just like in like a cabin pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I feel like once like life settles down, I'll be able to do fun things again.
Okay. I'll be checking in.
Think of a location that I've already been to with Belle. Like if you think of a location to where I'm not like, well, I haven't been here with him.
Okay. Well, let's just go back to Australia because he doesn't want to go back to Australia and we loved Australia.
Yeah.
So I think that we could do that.
Yeah. I'm also always down for another Parisian trip.
Oh, we could do that too.
That's, I've been with Bo. He likes Paris, but like there's just something about going with girls.
I've never been to Paris in the like spring, summer.
Well, I don't like going anywhere in the summer because I hate sweating.
Well, like the spring then.
Yeah. Next year.
Okay.
Next year.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll see you in Italy.
See you. Well, yeah, there's that. See? So much shit going on. Christina, thank you so much.
You're so
for popping by here. This is the last time we're going to be in my apartment.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
Yeah. So
this is the last
podcast
in this apartment. Hold on. Wait, let me just take a moment.
Yeah.
Do you know how many places we've done podcasts?
Yeah. Lots of, yeah.
Oh my gosh. The apartment, the other apartment here.
Yes.
The Venice Beach Shack. Nikki's apartment.
So many different places.
Your old apartment.
The one on Gardner.
The one on Gardner.
Yeah.
Up in the loft area.
Yeah, that was the first one we ever did.
Ex-boyfriend's places.
Yeah.
Stopped by.
This is the last time we're going to do one here.
Wow.
Moving sucks. It's really hard. And it's like really made me feel like a mini depression because it's so overwhelming.
You have to go through so much stuff.
You really do.
Ugh.
I hired movers. So I'm moving in 2 days. I hired movers to come pack up everything I don't feel like packing up.
Good for you.
So I'm like, fuck this. Fuck it. Fuck it. With that, talk to you guys later.
This is such an honor for the last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks for having me.
Love you.
I love you.
Bye.